Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now normally when we think about astronomy we may think about people looking through eyepieces at the night sky, or we might think of the more modern telescopes which use CCDs and all kinds of devices to detect light waves. And what they do is collect data, and a lot of what astronomers do these days is actually data analysis. And so we have here in Cape Town a relatively new organisation called the Institute for Data Intensive Astronomy. And here to talk to us about it is its director, Professor Russ Taylor. And so when exactly was this formed, and what chiefly is it about, and what do you do?
The Inter-University Institute for Data Intensive Astronomy was formed in September of 2015, so just about a year and a half ago now. And it was formed as a partnership of three universities at the time, the University of Cape Town, the University of the Western Cape, and the Northwest University. And a few months later, in February 2016, it was joined by the University of Pretoria. So we're now four universities. And in fact, we have some companies, industries now that are also part of the institute. It was formed largely in response to the data challenge that we're facing from large astronomy projects, in particular the Square Kilometre Array project and the Meerkat telescope that's being built, almost near construction now here in South Africa. They're going to be producing data at a prodigious rate, such a large rate that the challenge now in doing the astronomy is not just in understanding what you see when you look at pictures, but in how to take that data and make it into a picture, and how to analyze the vast amounts of data that's going to be produced. So astronomy is changing. It's changing around the world. It's changing into a data science challenge, and not just a traditional astronomy challenge. And so in the institute, we're working on developing the software systems, the computing systems, training people in data science, so that we can actually do the science with those telescopes.
So astronomers are turning into specialist computer scientists. Is that the case?
That's the case. We like to call them data scientists because we're not really computer experts, but we're developing expertise in how to manage and understand and extract information from data.
Because normally, you know, when you think of data, people think of maybe population data or data about the weather. And a lot of this data these days is stored on computers, is digital. So wouldn't the same techniques be used for all kinds of other data as astronomical data, or is it a very specialized sort of skill set that you need for astronomy?
It is and it isn't. The data from astronomy is different in character from many other data sets, but the problem of vast data that needs to be turned into information is ubiquitous. We're building, with the advance of digital technologies, computer systems and sensors, we're generating data as a society at tremendous rates in many fields. Astronomy is only one. Astronomy is perhaps with the Square Kilometre Array project, the most intense data problem that we're facing globally in science. But it is a common problem. So I many of the algorithms and techniques that we will develop to deal with the astronomy data will find application in many other areas as well.
So in fact, if students are studying astronomy, they could then go into all kinds of fields, in industry, in healthcare, all kinds of fields, because they'll have the skills to deal with data.
Definitely so. It happens now. We have students working on astronomy problems, and they go into finance, they go into health, they go into commercial marketing, big analytics. It's the same sort of skills.
Because a lot of people do ask, well, why do we put all this effort into astronomy? So what, and what's the point? Because South Africa really is at the forefront of astronomy with a lot of great telescopes, both up at Sutherland and on the drawing board. But in fact, the skills that an astronomer learns are very transferable and very useful for the modern world. And so it's a wonderful thing that this institute is here in Cape Town to take advantage of the wonderful astronomy that's happening in this area, because we're going to be able to produce more useful graduates for the future.
Indeed. The astronomy is a high technology enterprise. To build these amazing instruments requires development of new technologies and new techniques, new ways of managing and dealing with data. it all drives innovation, and that innovation has a broader benefit.
And so you find yourself at meetings like the one we've just been attending here in Cape Town, which isn't about astronomy, but it's about big data. Mm-hmm. And it's about the challenges of what to do with data and how to grow more data scientists.
That's exactly right. When we have the Square Kilometre Array operating here in South Africa in 5 to 10 years, we're going to find that we need hundreds of people that know how to deal with data, and we don't have those people right now. We need to train them, and that's part of what we want to do.
And so this is why you've had to broaden your life out from being an astronomer to also running an institute for astronomical data.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so it makes for an interesting life, I suppose.
It does.
And are you actually enjoying it, or do you sometimes miss the, you know, looking at pictures of galaxies and doing your astronomical research?
Actually, what I find fascinating is taking that data and creating images of galaxies from it. And the creating of the images is in itself a really intense data challenge. For me, the seeing those images pop out of that data almost magically is a wonderful experience.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about it, Professor Russ Taylor from the Inter-University Institute for Data Intensive Astronomy here in Cape Town. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.